Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
It's the moving up team back again.
We sneaked into Vectis Radio. Ian hasn't noticed. Come on, team, let's take over.
Hi, my name is Alicia, and my recipe today is pizza pot pies. This pizza recipe is really different. First, wipe the work surface, wash your hands, and put an apron on. To serve 6. Ingredients for the tomato sauce: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 clove garlic minced, 1 teaspoon fresh rosemary leaves minced, 50 grams diced bacon, 1 can chopped tomatoes, salt, ground black pepper. Warm the olive oil in the fry pan and add the garlic, rosemary and bacon until golden. Add tomato, stir over a low heat for 50 minutes. Ingredients for the pizza pot pies: homemade tomato sauce, 250 grams diced roast chicken, 350 grams of broccoli cut into small pieces, 175 grams diced mozzarella cheese, 700 grams of pizza dough, 50 grams of olive oil, 6 tablespoons of grated parmesan. Put on the oven for 200 degrees C. In a large bowl, mix the tomatoes, sauce, chicken, broccoli, mozzarella, salt, and pepper. Stir. Divide the mixture into 6 ramekin pots. Roll out the pizza dough and cut the circles. Place the circle of the dough over the filling pots and press down to seal. Brush with the olive oil and cut a small slit in the top of the dough. Sprinkle it with the cheese and bake until the crust is golden for about 25 minutes. This is Alicia, signing off.
It's time for Hannah Banana's film review. What film are you telling us about this week?
Hey, Christina, my film is called Something Has Got to Give.
Okay, what type of film is that?
It's a rom-com slash comedy, and I wonder, do you like those old films?
I like those. Tell me more about it.
Well, it's the Vivian cast. It's got Jack Nicholson and Diana Keats.
Will it make me laugh or cry?
It will make you laugh and deserve it.
And so what's the story?
Well, Diana goes to her beach house in the Hamptons.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yes, it's wonderful. Anyway, she found her daughter in her beach house with Jack Nicholson, and she had a heart attack, and he was to the hospital, and the doctor falls in love with Diana.
And the doctor is played by Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
So you've got two couples with quite an age difference.
Yeah, but the daughter breaks up with Nicholson. Yeah, and he's fancy Diana.
Well, that sounds a right old carry
on. Yeah, yeah. I won't tell you any more because you won't watch it, and you've got to watch it.
So you're going to watch that one, Christina?
Yes, it sounds like a good film.
It does, it sounds like good fun. Yeah.
I'm Josh, and this is my fun facts. The London Underground is the oldest underground railway network in the world. Underground was built in 1863 and was the first metro built in 1863. The London Underground is known as the Tube. 55% of the London Underground is not underground. Five stations on the Underground system are named after pubs: Elephant and Castle, Angel Swiss Cottage, Royal Oak and Manor House. Angel Tube Station has Western Europe's longest escalator with 318 steps. The British Transport Police is responsible for police service, National Rail and London Underground services. The double-decker bus is an icon of London. The subway court leading into the place in Britain where cars enter and exit on the right. This was changed by an Act of Parliament to enable women to exit cars first, since traditionally they sat behind the driver from horse and carriage days. The traditional colour of taxis in London is black. Today the black cabs come in 12 different colours. Cockney rhyming slang originated in the East End of London. Some slang expressions have escaped from London and are in popular use throughout the rest of Britain. For example, yeezy loaf is an everyday phrase for the British, but not too many people realise Cockney rhyming slang, loaf of bread, head. You've been listening to Josh's Fun Facts.
Today, Christine is going to tell us some interesting facts about animals. Christine, what animal are we talking about this week?
Okay, Harry, this week I'm going to talk about African elephants.
How long do they live for?
They live for up to 70 years.
And do they live on their own or in groups?
They live in families.
Oh, that's nice. And they kind of look out for each other, don't they?
Yes, they do.
What do they eat then?
They eat bamboo bark and tree roots.
That's not a very exciting diet, is it?
No, I don't
think
I like it.
When you hear stories about elephants in zoos eating buns, you can quite imagine why a bun might be more appetising than a bit of bamboo and dry bark.
Yeah.
Where do they live, Christina?
They live in Central Africa.
And any other interesting facts about them, Christina?
What I find really interesting is they're the largest land animal and they spend most of their day eating and they don't sleep very much.
So they sleep at night and they're busy eating all day.
Sounds like me.
So it does sound like you, Harry. It does, indeed.
Thanks for telling us about elephants.
So now we've got Harry with us for his weekly football fixture predictions. Of course, last week you didn't give us a prediction, did you, Harry?
No.
So I can't rib you for getting it wrong, but I'm really hoping that this week you're going to be a successful predictor.
I really hope so as well. These past couple of weeks have been a bit rough on me. I think I've been fairly judged.
Josh, have you got a question for Harry?
Are there any important matches this week, Harry?
Manchester United versus Sevilla.
Why is that an important match?
Because it's Manchester United's first actual tough opponent in Champions League, and it's going to be interesting how they cope against a mid-table Spanish side like Sevilla, who have got a brilliant squad.
Let's see how they do then.
Harry, who's your star player?
My star player for this week, again making me sound like a biased Man United fan, is Romelu Lukaku.
How do you even say that?
Practice.
Why is he your star player?
Why is who the star player? You can't say it, Josh, can you?
He's my star player for his outstanding performance against Huddersfield in the FA Cup, scoring two crucial goals that Manchester United have been lacking in the recent weeks.
Okay, right. We'll look out for old Romelu. Harry, so put us out of our misery. What's the prediction for next week?
Now, my game is going to be Man U versus Chelsea, and I say this with a bit of a tear in my eye, but I predict Chelsea to beat us 3-1.
So the Man U fan is actually predicting his own team to lose.
Yeah.
Right, so you're thinking that Chelsea are going to score 3, Man U are only going to score 1.
Yeah.
There's definite tear in your eye.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harry, and we'll catch up next week to find out how your prediction went.
That was a good show this week.
Now we've got to sneak back out before Ian notices we've been here.
See you next week from Moving Up Team. And Don't forget to listen to our podcasts and on air. We are part of Actis Radio on 104.6. Thank you for listening.
Bye.